The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wednesday morning, beautiful Wednesday morning, chilly and cold and everything that you've always loved about wintertime, and we've got that going for us. Glorious thing. People emailing me about all the times they've had their house broken into, and they're all society people like TV's Doug Hopkins. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I have to say two things. Last night, here's another thing that makes me kind of, I have to bring it up. We all know the Make-A-Wish Foundation is a wonderful program. Everything else. A lot of times I don't understand it. Like Dave Chappelle brought it up about the kid who Michael Jackson initially got into the court case with. The Make-A-Wish kid. It was like 1989, 90, something like that. And he goes to his house and then like 10 years later says, Michael did this and that to him. And he goes, first off, why are you still here? You're a Make-A-Wish kid. Your wish was like before
this was
you.
Your last
this
thing.
Was supposed to be it, right? And they said, and also what kid, at age 9 was, asking for Michael Jackson as their Make-A-Wish. And that's kind of what everybody's saying. In 1990, he didn't know about Thriller. He was 2 when it happened. So all that stuff. So Make-A-Wish has always had a thing where I'm like, yeah, that's right. There's a strangeness to it. The Batman boy that they closed San Francisco for, he's okay. So last night at the Suns game. A girl wanted to meet Kelly Oubre Jr., who used to play for the Suns, now plays for the Charlotte Hornets. That was her Make-A-Wish. Also a big Suns fan. So yesterday afternoon, they had her over, and Kelly Oubre and Devin Booker shows up. And that's like she's in pure heaven now. Her goal was
double.
Look, if your NBA dream is to meet Kelly Oubre Jr. and Devin Booker shows up, you've gotten a massive upgrade in your wish.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ridiculous. It's like wanting to meet Jeff Blauser and Greg Maddux pops by. It's like, what the hell did I just win? This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. So Booker comes in and goes, are you still rooting for the Suns, right? She's in tears. And then they made a point to say that was a thing. And then I realized, this is a pretty big wish. What's going on? She's been fine for a couple of years. She had leukemia, which is sad and all that, made a wish a few years ago, and she's better.
She was on the waiting list.
All right, you get off the
waiting. Finally got to her.
Your wish should have been, I don't want leukemia anymore, and that wish was granted. So move on to a wish of a kid that's not going to make it. I know Make-A-Wish doesn't do it for all dying kids, but the ones who got better, you're off the list. You're not going to meet Kelly Oubre and Devin Booker. You're better. Better wish happened. You're leukemia-free. You're in remission.
Maybe that's the tough call for Make-A-Wish.
No, it isn't.
They're like, sorry.
Let me do it then.
You're not... sick enough.
I can make that call.
I know.
Don't you worry about that. I can make that call. Excuse me.
They need a person like
you. They need a guy like me to call. I'm sorry. Your wish was to meet Kelly Oubre, but you got a better wish. You don't have leukemia. You're not a Make-A-Wish kid anymore. That's a better wish. Who would you rather have? Leukemia and meet Kelly Oubre Jr. or not be a Make-A-Wish kid at all?
not be a make-a-wish.
I'm not, yeah, that's a better wish. I don't want my disease. And you get better.
If you keep living, I mean, hey, might as well take the wish, too.
Well, I'm not blaming the kid.
The kid that got fondled by Michael Jackson, you know, I mean.
That's true.
It's still around.
Everybody wants to meet John Cena. He's the one who has the record for most make-a-wishes.
Yeah, he's got the most.
And I get that. But if you're better, you're off the list. You need a guy like me to call the families and go, hey, folks. John Holmberg here from Make-A-Wish. I'm so happy for your family.
Oh, really? Is the wish going to come true?
Look, I think something better's happened. Call me an optimist, an eternal optimist, but being off the Make-A-Wish list, better than the wish itself, I think. A day in Disneyland, you can do that now. You're not spending any money on hospitals.
How many parents are upset at their kids?
Yeah.
Why'd you get well?
We were 2 weeks away from meeting Devin Booker. And now you're all in remission, jerk. You were in remission for 2 years.
Selfish.
You're off the list. There's got to be some kid going,
what was it like to meet Devin?
Oh, it was awesome. And it's even better being super healthy now. Bye, ye.
Hopefully I can make my wish come true, and that's live to see 8.
We don't grant that wish. Do you want to meet Kelly Oubre Jr.?
Sure, I suppose, but... Can't get rid of my cancer. I guess I'll meet swing forward for the Charlotte Hornets.
That's the thing that gets me. Sometimes the wishes seem like it's not even the kid's wish. It's
parents. It's a parent.
Wish.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want to meet? You wanted to meet who? You want to meet the guys from Ambrosia? That seems like somebody else's. Boy George. Your kid doesn't know who Boy George is. I've always wanted to meet Culture Club, and so does he.
I'm sorry, but the afternoon at the Gentleman's Club, we cannot fulfill that.
Why not?
I guarantee you, one of those kids has said it.
And what's your wish, Billy?
Pussy. Get me some before I go.
No. Take it to Disneyland, goddammit. Kid's disgusting.
Come on, 14. What do you think? I have half a heart on and I can barely walk. Every time that nurse comes in, I get wood. I'm going through some things.
The kid wants some puss. I don't know what to do. That's his wish. Well, take him to old Tucson or something. No, he doesn't want that. Yeah, but you're better. You're better. You can't have a wish if you're better. You need a guy like me in the office calling those folks up going, hey, not
sorry,
for nothing.
This is a red flag.
First off, your kid's bar is too low for a wish. Kelly Oubre Jr., come on. No. We're not introducing anybody to Kelly Oubre. I like Kelly Oubre. He's a nice piece to your team, but that's, you know.
That's why they picked him. Oh, this he'll do it.
Yeah, he's got nothing
it's
else
like Mikey.
For you.
Yeah. He'll try anything.
Kelly Oubre, would you like to meet a Make-A-Wish kid? Yeah, sure. I'd like to meet anybody that knows who I am. Kelly Oubre is a decent guy, but... And I understand it's a...
The kid get a jersey and everything, or...?
Oh, yeah. Oh, loads of stuff, yeah.
Got part ownership of the team. Pretty neat.
Nice. Yeah, she's going to be around for a long time, so Matt Ishbia gave her a part of the Suns. And... The guy says, so you should call us O.J. Simpson.
Hey, how are you doing? It's O.J. From Make-A-Wish.
Really?
Anyway, I noticed your daughter is better.
I know a family whose daughter never recovered.
So, you know, stop with the wishing and just start getting on with living. Your wishes have all come true. It's like Jiminy Cricket's in your house. Okay. I'm just saying.
OJ called and said you can't have Kelly Oubre over. We're going to take this pretty seriously if OJ's calling.
I know where you live. Bye.
This guy says it's called made a wish when all those people live through it. Now pay up. Time to collect.
Yeah. And that would be different if it's like, look, if the promise of if you go to remission, you get your wish. And then all those little sick kids sitting there fighting harder. Some of them ain't going to get a wish. But that's not the way it's supposed to work. In my mind, it's kids who don't have much left. And life's just dealt them this hand. And they get something real special for having gone through all that. Not after you're better.
When you meet the 27-year-old guy that was a Make-A-Wish kid.
Right. Well, we're 14 still. Years I don't ago. Mind that you're a Make-A-Wish kid while you're sick. But if you're better, you're out. She's been in remission for like... 18 months. Nah. No wish for you. I'm the soup Nazi. I'm the wish Nazi. So no wish for you. Next.
What's your cutoff with the remission then? A year? 6 months? Okay.
Yeah. If you're in the hopper for a wish and you get better and
what if it was
you gotta
2
hang
years?
Out of that for like That's what it was, 2 years. It's 18 months. It's almost two solid years.
I know. So
it's too long.
Maybe that's the cutoff right now.
No. That's way too long. Like, a year's pushing it. And that's what, because you were next. Like, if you're standing in line at Space Mountain and you're next, then you're like, all right, we got to kind of do this. And you get better. That's fine. But if you're better for a year and she wasn't next on the list. They've done tons of wishes in the last 2 years. She was way down the list. And like, that one got better. Take her off.
Yeah, there's no one there to skip the line pass, I guess.
You've got it looks like to me, you've got an entire lifetime to meet Kelly Oubre Jr. And by the way, that's not going to be difficult. If you were like on your last legs and Kelly Oubre is your wish, we can grant that in 2 seconds and make a sick kid happy, but totally healthy kids. Yeah. And that's why you see parents faking that stuff all the time. Money goes towards a kid. Nobody ever questions it except me. I'll do it. I'll stand there and go, wait a minute, your kid got better. That's the wish. Next. No Disneyland for you.
But she did go through an awful lot.
Yeah. Life's full of a whole bunch of twists and turns, so you and your healthy kid. You're not going anywhere.
But she was sick for a while.
Man, you guys still want something?
People are really mean at the Make-A-Wish.
It's just flat out, greedy to keep asking for a wish when your kid got better. Take her off
not
the list.
Not you again.
Yeah.
Hi, we're seeing how that wish is going.
What are you talking about? Your kid is healthy.
Yeah, but we did get on the list.
All right, you're off the list now. Go be healthy and go off in a park.
Well, they took us off the list, honey. You got to get sick again.
I mean, it's terrible. If I was a parent of a kid who got better, I'd call and go, hey, scratch this off. We're doing great. I know she wants to meet Kelly Oubre. I'll arrange it. She's got time now. Back when the audible was going on behind her, it's like, yeah, we better get her that Kelly Oubre wish. And again, talk to your daughter about a wish, because that is a low-level wish. Yeah, I want to make sure that the kids who need wishes are getting wishes. That's because I've got a heart of gold. I don't care about your healthy kids. They can all, well, there's a ton of those.
I wonder how long that wish list is.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to comb through it. It sounds to me like it's a little bloated. And bloat does not count as something as you can get on the Make-A-Wish. If you've got the bloat, that's just lay off the nachos. That's basically it.
My tummy is bloated. I need to meet Kelly Oubre.
That's not life-altering. You're bloated. Take a Beano.
Beano's fixed it, but I'm still on the list.
Yeah, Beano fixed it. Your wish was to not be bloated. That should be wish one. Wish two is meet Kelly Oubre Jr.
We can't get John Cena right now, but we have the purple cow from the commercials.
How you doing? I'm usually with John Cena. Hopefully this is enough. Experian does a lot of work.
Get this cow out of here.
Your kid's strong enough to push a cow. It's too strong for a wish. And I make a wish you do great work. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a great organization. But let's thin the list a little bit.
Sorry to question.
I'm not sorry to question it. Somebody needs to. They've been getting away with this because no one will question it because they've cocooned themselves in the safety net of sick kids. But if you're going to go on the news, that kid better be pretty sick or I'm going to start wondering, wait a second. Another one is Wounded Warriors. Knock it off, Wounded Warriors. If I give you
there's
a donation.
So many of them.
No. Wounded Warriors is its own thing. And I've given them donations, and I've gotten back gifts and prizes from that organization so much more than you've donated by a lot. Calendars,
so
a leather bound book. I get this. Like, your mailers are costing more than I can donate. And that makes me not want to give to you because I know I'm just buying more of those for other people.
March of Dimes has to be losing.
It's got
to
be dropping.
I've had address labels for years.
Well, for me, it tells me they're rolling in money.
I know.
That they go out and buy all the people who donate a few bucks a leather-bound planner. And I'm like, well, I get a planner from Wounded Warriors. I'm like, I wanted to give to this organization. I didn't want prizes back. I don't want a gift back.
Well, at least Caleb and Alec are doing it right. They only give you
a
$1 blanket and for your $19 a month.
You give $19 bucks, we'll shoot you a blanket that is, highly flammable and maybe it'll last like 3 minutes. If you have a dog, it's gone the first day. And it smells like gasoline and like some sort of weird ramen.
The jerseys we used to get.
Right, those Chinese, that box would open like, it's like the rubber's on fire. That's the smell of cheap labor.
Yes.
Yeah, that little stupid blanket you get, that's just a throw-in. But Wounded Warriors, I gave to them once a while ago, and I'm not kidding, like every couple months still, this is 5-6 years, here you go. Here's a plan, here's a calendar, here's a calendar for just this month. Here's some pictures of the family. Here's art from Picasso. I'm like, guys, enough. I don't think I gave them more than $200. I've got thousands of dollars of, I got a statue, I got like donator of the year prize, I've got this glass case. I'm like, what is going on over there that you guys can afford to hand this out? I remember when I did the Stroke Association marathon, which by the way isn't a thing anymore. Stroke Association melded in with that Heart Association because they were, I think, squandering all the cash. We raised a ton of money. We go to Hawaii, run this marathon, we're staying at this beautiful resort. I'm sitting there looking around, I'm like, wow. Find out we raised $7 million, which is just unbelievable. And I talked to the – I hosted the whole event in Hawaii. I didn't even know I was going to do that. Did it for free. I was happy to do it. This was an amazing thing. And everybody had to raise a certain amount of money. You end up in Hawaii. You're running. And there's 4,000 or 5,000 people there from all over the country. I'm proud of everybody. We've all trained. We run the marathon. We have this dinner. At the end, we have a big party. It was a blast to go out and talk to the people who were running the operation at the end. And I'm like, what an event. They gave me the note. We raised $7 million. This is unreal. What an event. And the lady's disappointed. And she goes, we needed to hit 10. Well, for what? Well, just hit expenses. This was our big, this was, and we're short 3.
To break even.
Like, this was a failure? What I'm looking at here is a failure? Yeah, yeah. It didn't work out. I'm like, and then it started to dawn on me. Well, maybe we shouldn't have stayed at this 5-star resort, all of us. Maybe all the money that we got donated to us to run them in this marathon shouldn't have gone.
But they got their pledges.
They'd ask you for, like, I think you had to raise $2,500 and you're going to Hawaii. But what they were counting on was everybody raising like $7,000 or $8,000 more than that. But once you hit your number, and it's not easy to hit your friends up just because you've decided to go run and basically pay for your trip, it's tough. So you're like, you know, you get to the 25, you're like, I'm going to start knocking people around. A few of them did. $7 million. It's brutal. They needed 10. I think the Susan G. Komen Foundation is a marvelous thing until I found out that almost everything they do is for awareness, which basically is buying billboards.
Marketing events.
It's marketing.
Yep.
And it's to raise their fundraisers.
That's where that
or
list
to raise more money.
I think comes out every year. It shows you the charities, and it gives you a rundown of what percent of each dollar raised goes towards research and everything and used towards the charity. It'll rate it. You know,
a lot
if you want 90 cents to the dollar, that's pretty good, you know, above that. But some of the ones surprise you that it's like 50 cents or.
Yeah, a lot of those charities have become businesses, and that's what you're donating to run the business so they can stay alive, which is good. But that Wounded Warriors thing, all I'm asking them to do is stop giving gifts back. That's it. Send me a letter and say, hey, it's been a while since you donated. I'm all for that. That cost you a buck. These binders and the stuff that I get, and the giant packages, like boxes. And just the mailing is costing them a few bucks, let alone what's inside there. Maybe they're getting great deals on that, but that's an awful lot for a guy who didn't give them much. If I gave them like 50 grand, it would be like, it makes sense that they're trying to keep me around. But maybe $200 a few years ago, and I got a blanket. I got tons of stuff. Best thing you can do is just hand it over to a grassroots thing. You know, a place that's like, yeah, we're just giving it. Like, you can watch them give it right to the person that needs it. Not to knock Make-A-Wish, but your kids have to be sicker. That's all I'm saying. I want to see a kid puke a couple of times. That's what I need. I need a kid who's going to, thanks, Kelly Oubre. Oh, it happens every few minutes. This kid's really sick. But I wonder if Kelly Oubre and Devin Booker would show up for that. Some, you know, kid who looks like the fly at the end is just throwing up all over his food.
Be a tough one.
It'd be tough. It would be a tough photo op. People don't want to see that. They want hope and all that. But I want to see the sick ones. That Batman kid, they shut down San Francisco. He got better. I want to make sure that kid, that's one of his last things. Says, I was a Make-A-Wish kid. My first wish was to meet Jean-Claude Van Damme. I was told he was busy and couldn't do it, so we had to do my second wish, which was just go to Disneyland. Later in life, I realized it was probably my mom telling the Make-A-Wish people to ignore my first wish. But, Jim, you're all better. Your best wish is you're not a Make-A-Wish kid anymore. That's all I'd root for. A cure for cancer, a cure for whatever the hell I have. Don't worry about it. It's cured. You want to go to Disneyland first?
Yeah.
It's a great photo op.
People going off on the charity. This guy's like, I gave money to St. Jude's a while back, and then now they're hounding me every 5 minutes for every dime I got.
Look, that's part of charity. If you're going to give, they're going to have to. That's their job. I don't get mad at them for that. Yeah. I don't get mad at them for that. That's what they do. I don't know St. Jude's very well, but I just don't want presents.
But it does. It, when you donate to a new charity or whatever you're not familiar with, you do. It's hard not to gauge on, oh my gosh, here it comes.
I always do anonymous.
They're following up. Then I don't, that turns me off more than anything.
My deal is anonymous donations. Once I discovered anonymous donations, and I do them a lot, they don't bother you. And they don't send you packages. So you're almost like saving them money. You give money.
Well,
like,
the hard part is even on the, I mean, you're still, unless you can give cash.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
I go over and I hand it over. I'm like, this is an anonymous donation. An envelope. I go, Brett's people. I find the charity I like. I'm like, here you go. Here's some cash. Or you tell them right off the bat if you're doing it, because I'll do it like right to there. I don't want anybody to know about this. I don't want you guys putting me on a list. I'm not signing anything. This is it. Oh, thank you so much. I'm like, just take the money. Because that's better. If I really want to give to a charity, I want them to have it. If they squander it later, my eyes are closed. I've got my back turned. I don't know. Hopefully that's it. That's what you do when you kind of, you got to trust that the charity people are doing the right thing. So I do all
that. And the charity has to follow, you know, in order to keep,
well,
especially if they have stuff that's going on, they're constantly raising money.
Sure. Absolutely. They have to do it. And you have to have fundraisers to have fundraisers. But I've gone to some of these things and there's some elaborate stuff going on. I've been to a few of them where the ballroom they've rented.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Jesus, this is a black tie super event. It's amazing. So, and it happens a lot. But yeah, anonymous donations, that's the key.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I didn't do the anonymous donations for the Phoenix, the theater downtown when I went and gave to that. And so far, so good. They've sent me a letter, I think, thanking me. And then they gave me tickets to one of their shows. That doesn't cost them anything. They have like a donor's night where the performers have to go up and do it. And I went and saw Cinderella over the holiday break.
Did you cry?
Kind of gay. But I gave to a thing that's kind of gay, so it was a little bit gay. It was, I did not cry. I didn't realize how bad Cinderella was, though, as a story. I'll tell you that. It really is just like, just mean. It just went mean the entire time. And then chicks falling all over themselves.
Functional family.
Yeah, chicks falling all over themselves to blow a guy. And then Cinderella's just, and then just how dumb it is. Like how stupid Prince Charming was. He's just dumb. Like, he didn't recognize Cinderella if she wasn't all dolled up. She's just hideous to him and useless unless she's got the gown on. Looked exactly the same to me. Like, she just had a little babushka on. She's cleaning the house, it's, you know.
She looked good cleaning.
And she's in sweats and a T-shirt. He's like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, wait a second. You're an idiot. That's the love of your life, and you just get used to this. This is what she's going to look like pretty much every day, sweatpants and a T-shirt. If you don't like that, don't fall for the gown and the hair, because this is what you're really getting. This girl over here that's kind of barely making it through the day, but he didn't recognize her. I don't know who you are. And then the shoe. Like, they sat and kissed and they made out. And then he's like, well, I can't recognize her unless, like, what do you got, glaucoma? She's right in front of you. You know if it's her, not looking at her.
He's a typical man, which is great.
Just looking at her cans.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Yeah,
it's all covered up. In the, like, when she's dressed up in her pajamas going to QT and she comes walking in the door, he's not seeing that. But
yuck.
When she's all dressed up to Circle K feet
actually,
and everything, you know.
If you want to twist the meaning of Cinderella, it's a man's story about act like you don't even recognize your wife when she's not dolled up. If she's not June Cleavered in heels and a dress, she's a stranger.
Damn right.
That's not bad. I don't know who you are. Come on, knock it off. We made love last night. I don't know who you
are.
Is
that you?
Put this gown on, doll yourself up, and we'll see. It is you. You know, we make them dress up. Put this lingerie on. That's the only way I could recognize you.
I think Disney's partially responsible for a foot fetish, too, because it's all about...
Well, nowadays, Pornhub would do Cinderella, and there'd be a whole... That's new on Pornhub. There's a lot of foot-busting going on.
Oh, not that.
There's a ton of it. Like, dudes finishing on feet.
Cinderella.
It's the Cinderella complex. Sure. I can't possibly know who you are until you put this amazing crystal glass shoe on. You look familiar, but I'm not sure.
We kissed literally like an hour ago.
Nah, not you. You're dirty. All right, let's see if your shoe fits. It does. All right, now go clean yourself up. You look like a pig. Yeah, he didn't. He wouldn't even acknowledge her as a human being unless she was in full Cinderella mode.
See, that's reality. It's not necessarily a fairy tale.
The fairy tale is more for the men that a woman would ever do that for you every day.
That's true.
That's a fact. That a woman's ever going to try that hard every day instead of looking like that hobo we're all going to wander up and wake up to. Ah, what happened to your beautiful face?
I can't be pretty all the time.
Evidently. I don't even know who you are. That's the message of Cinderella. I don't even know who you are. You're going to wake up next to somebody without makeup and no clothes on. And it ain't going to be good sometimes. Just pretend you don't know them. We'll all do that tonight as men. And Cinderella taught us to scream when we wake up.
Ah! There's a stranger in my bed! What are you talking about? Who are you? Get out!
Put your face on.
Get out! Ah!
Call the police. This crazy, ugly stranger's. I mean, she's wearing hobo clothes and she's wandering around my house. I want her out. I think that's your wife. No, 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 no. My wife dresses up and looks good. My wife dresses beautifully. You should see her. She's gorgeous. She's not this.
So I have to get all dolled up or you don't even acknowledge who I am.
I don't know who's... Sorry, crazy hobo lady. I don't know what you're talking about. How does she know where everything in the house is? She's amazing. This hobo's been... She's been scouting me.
Happens on online dating all the time.
Oh, that's all online dating is the Cinderella.
That's not you.
And you're not that. And God forbid you want to wake up next to those. When did your face turn into an atlas? It didn't look like that online.
You have to get above them about 10 feet and look down.
There she is. There's that's the girl angle. I know. And you got to put mayonnaise in your eyes. Okay, now I see what you put online. That's different. Now you're filtered, and if I hover above you like a ghost... That's a great idea. The Cinderella. I've never thought of that as thinking of it from Prince Charming's perspective, but that dude had quite a game. He ran the game of, if you don't look beautiful, I don't know you.
Who are you?
Who are you? Put this on. Well, there you go. Now we're talking. I think I remember you now. What does it say? I'm a veteran and a wounded warrior, and you get more than me from them. LOL. I don't know what that means. Oh, I give more. I see what he's saying. He said, I give more than he does, and he's one of them. Well, you shouldn't. That's who it goes to. The wounded warrior shouldn't give to wounded warrior.
Yeah, call Trace Atkins and tell him you want yours.
That's like dogs given to shelters. Yeah, it's, yeah, I'm going to read this. It's all true, though. Business stuff. Oh, here comes Toledo.
No, no, no. That guy said you get more from them than
he Richard.
Does.
I get more. Well, that's my point, is that the whole thing was supposed to go to them, and I'm getting a bunch of...
Exactly.
I'm getting a bunch of gifts from him. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
For clearing that up. Also, we got to get on to this. This whole stolen, I don't know if they're stolen or whatever it is, these documents that keep popping up all over politicians' garages and stuff. Trump had them in Mar-a-Lago and everybody lost their mind. There's a FBI raid. There's a federal this and that. Now Biden's got them next to his Corvette in a garage and that. Now Pence, they found a few at his house the other day. And he turned himself in. Mike Pence just, I've got some documents. Call the FBI.
Found him.
He told on himself. He's like, you better get the FBI over here. Didn't know I had these. So, first off, as citizens, we're acting all angry and stuff. Can't believe these guys do this. I don't even know where those documents are supposed to be. And then people will say, the National Archives. What's that? Where's that? Is this some big library with all our secrets? Isn't that worse to have it all in the same place? Shouldn't it be scattered all over the place so bad guys can't find them? Like, isn't it better to have it in people's garages? Like, nobody's going to go look in Brett's garage for... documents, but if we all had like a box delivered to us, like, hide, these are for you. If it's open, we'll arrest you.
But also, by that same logic, then all you have to do is wait for somebody to make office, and then you go to raid their house.
Oh, it's true, but how about this?
And if you're in office right now, you're clearing out your place.
Like, if I'm Biden or Pence, and I stumble, I'm out there, got to rush up this Corvette, one of these boxes. And you see, and you look at classified documents. I'm starting a fire. I'm not telling anybody I've got those. Nobody's missed them. This was from when he was a senator. Nobody's missed these documents. There's no, like, secrets in there that are, like...
Yeah, like 40 years old.
Burn them up, yeah, man.
Classified and secret. Nobody knows they exist.
Exactly. And the National Archive isn't like, hey, they're not like a library going, we're missing a couple of the main books. They don't even know. Mike Pence...
stuff you checked out?
Yeah, is it Mike Pence is the... He had them. He calls and tells them stuff. That would have been a full-on backyard barbecue at my house. I don't understand what these... I guess they're trying to be, like, decent humans, but...
Some classified documents I'd like to...
It'd been Watergate at my house. Shredding and just getting rid of
burning
everything.
Exactly. Yeah. What kind of moron? Well, these are the people we trust to lead the country, and they've got secret documents. The first thing to do is call. You should come look at my house. I don't know what else is here. Look, you find out what's there, and you burn it, you dumbass. Nobody knew it was there.
You turn it in, now he's got to pay a fine for the overdue fee.
Right.
I mean, like a nickel a day. Car to check it out.
Yeah, that's the thing. And the like, it seems to me everybody's missing the point. These documents, we got a process problem. Evidently, you can just wander around with them. They have that picture of Joe driving off in his vet, and they've got it circled. The box that's circled that's full of classic.
It's like a storage box.
He's just driving, like, can I have a nice day in the Corvette? And there's a box that's it's got paper files sticking out of it. Evidently, it's been there for years. Nothing's happened with it. And evidently, it's not that important because Joe didn't even know he had it in the garage. Not to say that, you know, he's not up to no good. And Hunter might have been in there, you know, making all sorts of cake off of these things. But if that's the case, then Hunter should be burning those. Who's the idiot that kept them there? And then you call the... Look, I'm all for a corrupt government. I know we've got one. I'm way past the idea of we need to keep them on the up and up. I'm the other way. Keep whatever it is you're doing to keep this thing floating. And a lot of that, like Vegas. Vegas ran crooked for 60 years, and then they tried to go straight, and the whole thing fell apart. You pulled the wrong sweater thread. They got the mob back in and goes, guys, we can fix this, but it's almost too late. You got to get crooked again. There it is. Look at that, Joe. Look at him sitting in this vet. Pretty nice looking vet. What's in those boxes?
I don't know. Documents, stuff. Nobody's looking for him. Must not be that big a deal.
This guy driving is more scary than those classified documents in his garage.
No matter what's in those boxes.
Yeah. That car.
Yeah. That dude with 300 horsepower and a 1971 Corvette is the most dangerous thing on the in the entire administration.
Take the Vette out for a spin. I'm allowed to drive it in the driveway for Saturdays.
He's like Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Dad lets him drive
the driveway for Mondays. I'm an excellent driver.
Dr. Jill said I could kick it out for 5 minutes.
Dr. Jill says I can get a second gear if nobody's on the road. Not allowed to throw it into third, though.
Gotta let the dragon breathe.
Gotta get out there. Drive the vet.
All right, back it up, Joe.
Gonna hit that box full of stuff. We don't know what it is. Burn it, dummy.
Yeah, Dad, there's a couple of boxes in the garage.
Hunter's a good boy. He's moving boxes for me. Find anything good in there, Hunter? No, we're good. Hunter made $80 million after he moved that box. It's sort of petroleum reserver. I don't know what he's doing.
It's his allowance.
And then that absolute dip Mike Pence.
I found something that I shouldn't have. I'd like you to come investigate my entire house.
What are you thinking, dummy? Burn it.
These guys are getting all the press.
They're getting all the press. I should probably do that, too. I've got illegal things, man. I'm a bad boy.
Mike Pence is an idiot. They had Biden on the ropes, the Republicans, and then
I'm tattling on me.
You're a narc on yourself, idiot. I've got a bunch of weed in my pocket, officer. I wasn't even looking at you.
And then you got Marco Rubio coming out and going, yeah, we have a problem.
There's a huge problem, but I don't know where that stuff's supposed to be. I don't know where the National Archives are.
It's supposed to be in the National Archives.
What is that?
But then somebody's supposed to comb through it. It's just bureaucracy.
Who's got
to
comb through it? You imagine all the papers you've ever seen?
No.
A house bill? It's 10 million pages long.
Let alone what they redact. You won't even be able to read it.
And it's all in the archives? We can have a few minutes. They shouldn't be taking them out. And if Hunter made some cash, we should find out. But nobody's even saying what they are. I don't think anybody knows. And you can just tote them out, evidently.
Got them in my backpack. I forgot about it. I had my JanSport on. Put it in the garage. I forgot. I thought it was just full of water and granola.
Can't they design like a Mission Impossible thing? It just self-destructs after so long?
Right, yeah. The paper just flames. Yeah.
Oops, that must have been classified over there.
Toward the end, don't you think Reagan and the first Bush were...
Oh, go
were
to just, any of the...
I thought this was a cartoon.
Jimmy Carter's load in his garage.
I have so much crap at my house.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way this hasn't been going on the whole time. These guys were just taking boxes, like U-Haul boxes.
Maybe that's why they all build a library.
Exactly.
Yeah, with a storage facility underneath.
I was in Arkansas when they built the Clinton Library. That thing is massive.
Garage is full up on papers I don't need. Got no room for the vet.
I don't get it. But everybody's angry. All of a sudden, we're all angry.
We don't know why.
5 weeks ago, you had no effing idea where these papers were in the first place. What's the National Archive? It sounds like something Nicolas Cage is involved in.
Well, the FBI should raid everyone's house then.
Okay.
Yeah. What is that song?
You're going to find out there's everywhere.
Yeah.
There's guys who are going to be sitting there going, I'm clean. Here's a box of them. Jesus, are those classified? Did I? How long have they been in? 65. There's all the Kennedy assassinations in here.
Well, you talked to him yesterday. What did he say about
me and Jack got into it.
How many documents does he have?
Me and Anne Frank got into it. I asked her if she masturbated in the attic, and she said, no, we had to be respectful of the other people. If you don't know what we're talking about, Historical Figures is an app. You can talk to people from the past. This AI that is taking over the world. And I showed my friend Mark at the game last night. He goes, wait a minute. Like, that's not like a person. I'm like, no, it's somebody with all the information. And for every documented piece of information about Anne Frank is in an Anne Frank file, and the AI pulls from it. And you can have a text conversation with anybody. And so I was asking Anne Frank about that. And I said something about masturbating. She goes, no, I couldn't do that. You had to be quiet. I'm like, you can be quiet. Well, I had to be respectful of the other people in the attic. Why? They'd understand. You got needs, sister.
So I asked you last night, early on, and then you had the rest of the night. How much money, how deep are you into the historical figures? Is it more than
you got the $50 package?
$50 package, which was, I think, like 1,200 coins. So wow. I've got like 1,200 questions.
So did you talk to Hitler yet?
I'm building to that. I don't want to ask dumb questions to Adolf. I have a feeling he's going to be super historic. But I got,
it's,
you know,
500 just for one question?
I thought that's what it was.
No,
it's 500 to just talk to him.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And then every question's a coin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just to get him on the line.
$15.99, you 500 get 500 bucks, questions.
Right. And then, yeah, so I got a ton of them.
Your 1,200, that'll last one.
Not unless me and Anne Frank keep. I think I got a chance with her. Like, it's going well. I'm going to be sexting with Anne Frank. JFK is mad at me because I've caught him in three lies through our text thread. And I tell him, like, you just lied again. I don't believe I lied to you. I'm like, good Lord, man. Do I have to? And I want to do the thing where you can do it on Apple where you can actually hit the last thing he said and then, like, send it again. You can't do that on this. I'm like, see, you just said this. Explain yourself. I believe we need to keep this on a factual basis. You're the one lying.
So I,
it's been awesome.
When I looked at the app, there's another one that's called Hello History.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
No charging.
Yeah, that one's.
The crew is not. Yeah, you can't get any really.
That's like paying less for Cameo. Did you just cheap out on the
historical
figures?
No, I was just curious to see
which
the
one
difference
is free?
In the.
Yeah, all you can do is talk to famous Jews in history.
Let's see. I could talk to Larry McFeely.
You made a good choice, Brady. You made a good choice.
Mel Brooks.
You started.
He's not even dead yet.
Yeah. Started Einstein Bagels. I like you.
You made a great choice. Why pay for it when you could talk to one of us? Shalom. How you doing?
They don't have Jesus on there. They don't have a Hitler. They've got Larry.
Who's their high profile on there?
They have categories. Philosophy.
Accounting.
Great literature. Course. Civil rights,
well, philosophy,
science, and innovation.
MLK.
They have Jesus on there. Buddha. I can talk to Buddha. Zeus.
Yeah, yours is done.
Martin Luther.
Don't you
Moses.
Feel bad talking to Buddha? You don't believe in Buddha.
Why not?
Do you tell
I
him?
Can talk to him.
You're not real.
He's a good guy.
Tell him that it's free. Hit it up.
I don't
He's
believe
a good
in
guy.
Anyway, but it was fun. Anne Frank and I are hitting it off. I didn't know. I learned from that thing that there were 8 people in the attic. I didn't know that. I thought she was up there by herself.
I had a chat with Elvis yesterday, and I same nice. Thing. I learned 3 or 4 new nuggets.
It's great. Nuggets. Yeah, anyway. I learned yesterday that half my garage is filled with papers from the White House. What's going on?
Where's your Corvette?
And if anybody out there is like, this is a tragedy, it's even up. Your side's not winning.
Oh, that's
the Republicans are doing
the board.
It. The Democrats are doing it. Something's wrong. And if they're finding them in Joe's garage and nobody's looking in Joe's garage, that's good. Now they know to look there. I would have kept it quiet. I just don't understand. Why not go with Brett's people's philosophy of if they're on to you, burn it?
Right.
I don't get it.
Really? That.
I just don't get it. If I had evidence in my garage of something I'd done wrong and nobody knew about it, I'm having a barbecue. And if somebody said, oh, we set you up and we put that there, I'd be like, I didn't know what it was. I got rid of the information. It scared me. I have no problem with Mike Pence had a little fire in his backyard. It's burning some papers. I'm like, yeah, that's smart, Mike. I would understand why.
This is going to get me thrown in jail.
On top of that, why are they saving all these papers? I mean, nobody reads that stuff. We don't even read the user agreements when you get a new iPhone, for God's sake.
No,
yes, I agree.
Imagine a garage full of user agreements that you've signed, how fast that would fill up.
Oh.
And then think back at the National Archives of every bill and every correspondence and everything.
Man. The warranty you saved, the paperwork that's good for a year, it's still in there.
Right.
10 years
how
later.
Big is the National Archive? It has to be
huge.
The biggest building in the world to store all the papers. That's why it's bleeding over into other dudes' garages. But Joe not caring at all. That photo's being snapped to him. He's got a dirty garage. That's my favorite part of Joe Biden. That picture of him and that vet. That garage is a disaster. But that vet is slick. Got a nice-looking Corvette.
It's 2 million cubic feet is how big the archive is.
Wow. I don't know how to get into cubic anything. Yeah. I don't even know what that is. I know square footage just based on houses. Cubic? That's triple what I know. Who's in charge of it? Like a librarian?
Yeah, one person.
What would you like to see today?
Shh. Got a bunch of bugs that found in my house you should have known about. I can't keep up with this. There's over a trillion pages of things in here. I think it's a little bit, you're underwater here at the archive. I'm going to fix that.
Do you have to whisper at the National Archives?
Yeah, of course you do. I have committed a crime. Very rarely you're going to yell that. I got some stuff in my car. I need to sneak back in. Yeah, we'll find out. But
it looks like Raiders of the Lost Ark. They just box everything up and it just winds up in a warehouse.
Ever going through that. And I guarantee you that little Mexican lady that's putting that box up there, hey, she's photocopied a few things of interest about her homeland of Honduras.
That Russian lady that's helping file the...
I'd like to job at the National Archive. I'm very good with papers and organizations.
This guy seems legit. You're hired, Oleg.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boyden. We'll start with your garage.
Yeah, start straightening that mess up.
I can only work for 6 months.
I got all this stuff I got. Imagine all the stuff I got in there. Clean it up. Make room for the vet.
That Corvette is sweet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good color, too. I'm a big hunter green guy, but it's a good-looking vet. It even makes Joe look cool when he wears his aviators and he starts tooling around in that thing. And yeah, he's slow on Sundays. He's allowed
he's
to drive.
He's got the steel version, you know, not the fiberglass body.
Yeah, yeah, it's the old-fashioned.
It can take some dings.
Yeah, and it has to because he's banging into mailboxes and... Knock down another mailbox.
All right, Joe, you're not allowed on the big roads.
I know. Second gear, I get it, Dr. Joe.
You get any faster than 25, we're going to talk.
Okay. He's got a governor on it. The little lady keeps me slow.
You just can't do it.
Take the vet out.
I bet you that picture of him sitting in the driveway. He's not even allowed to have the keys, and he just sits in the driveway. Boom, boom.
I'm flying.
They got a fan on him, like a dog thinks he's running.
Got an iPhone app that has sound effects on it and stuff like that. Listen to her purr, baby. Put the Oculus on his face. He won't know.
The color of the vet is hunter green.
That's right. It's Hunter Green, Brady. And that means Hunter has something to do with those papers. Anyway, everybody seems to be guilty, so I don't really want to take sides with it. I'm being honest with me. I didn't know what the National Archive was, and I didn't know who's in charge, but it seems too big. Like, I don't like going to places like, if you told me right now to go through a filing cabinet, I'd be like, ugh, daunting.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my own filing cabinet. I have one in the garage of old tax papers. I'm like, ugh.
I had to go find
it. I forgot to put that in the archives.
Yeah, I've got probably 7 years worth of papers. And just one day, you know, my taxes are easy. It's one little folder. It's not even
that's
that much.
That's what they've been telling you for so long. You got to keep all your documents for 8 years.
You ask me to go through and find 2017's taxes, I can find them. It's a miserable thought to me to try to go out that thing and find them. I can't imagine what the National Archives,
you can find them, but you don't
I can find them. It's a filing cabinet. Just looking at it, it's like, you got to dig around. I know where they are, generally.
Generally is the key.
But that's the National Archive, of course things go missing. Sometimes I'm like, 2016 and 18, I don't know where 17 was because I moved it.
Because you had to pull it out and look at it.
You had to look at it once before, right. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. That National Archive needs to be looked into. And again, we're in the digital age, so God knows where the digital stuff is. They can't be all papers. But it just strikes me as this thing we're supposed to be mad about. And people are angry. Oh, I can't believe Joe Biden. And basically what it is if Trump got in trouble, Biden should be in trouble. Nobody really knows for what.
He was the first one in, kind of, that this is starting to open up more so.
They just had that embarrassing raid at Trump's house.
Yeah.
And it does seem, and Trump's like, I'm a target. They hate me. They just hate me. And then when Biden didn't, they didn't.
Stood around for 2 years. Sure. Said, no, we don't have anything.
But so did Biden. All of them have. None of them have said that. Biden went off and said, I would never have classified documents. That's terrible. It's impossible to get. He's got loads of them. So none of them are right. But they're just mad because one was a giant dog and pony show with, you know, sirens and lights and all that. And the other guy just like, oh, we got a couple.
It's funny how you don't hear much about that now, though.
No, because it's because the other side's like, whoops, exactly. I guess we were doing it, too.
Yeah, I had him, too. I guess we should shut up.
And they had him dead to rights. And then Pence opens his mouth. I've got a bunch of illegal stuff. Oh, God.
Goody, goody.
Dumbass. God, I hate goody, goody. I'm with you, Brett. You know that phone rang.
Hello?
Michael, you dumbass.
I have the legal documents. I have to tell everyone.
Why would you do that? That's the stupidest thing in the world. We had Biden on the ropes.
Sorry about that. I just have to tell him myself.
I want to let people know I'm an important man.
Lord Jesus saw those documents. He knows I have them, too. I couldn't burn them.
Hate to break it to you, Pencey, but since you've been friends with me, God's sending you somewhere else.
I'm afraid of that.
There's a lady. Fox News wasted time yesterday with some lady who said she's been to heaven. Yeah. And also hell. She said it smelled funny. But
She's been to both?
She had a stroke, a massive stroke, and while she was laying on the table. Then, of course, her body floated away, and she went to heaven for a little bit. Had a nice talk with God.
And said, you're not done yet?
Well, then God made a mistake, so now she's basically...
He doesn't make mistakes.
He does, because he's like, whoops, you shouldn't be here yet. Oh, sorry about that. I don't know how you got up
heaven
here.
Heaven can wait.
She said she saw the pearly gates, which I've always laughed at because...
You're checking in early at the hotel.
Right.
Your reservation. You're a week off or whatever.
You can't, but you shouldn't be in charge of that.
I know.
Like, that's, it's, and then she's like, and so he turned me around and showed me hell. She goes, and the smells. And they're taking it serious. And what, and did you talk to God?
Yeah, we had a nice long talk.
Like, he's got time for you. You're not ready yet.
I saw the pearly gates and behind the gates with my family. I'm like, this sounds like a fever dream because your blood pressure was 240 over 180.
Sounds like you might have just been having a hallucination, ma'am. And I don't know how you got on Fox News for this, but you did. Nutball. And the pearly gates don't make any sense.
No.
You can walk around them. Like, it's infinite.
In every picture I've seen,
they're just sitting on a cloud. I'm like, I'll just go around that.
It's like you said, gated community earlier.
Not right. True.
But they didn't go up.
Right there. They got a bunch of, they put a bunch of those containers up there to wall it off. Yeah.
Good.
You can't get over it now.
Keep the Mexicans out. That's smart. Heaven is a good place.
You're not keeping them out. They know how to climb it.
Oh, they're getting in.
Yeah.
They have an immigration problem in heaven. People from hell climbing the wall. That pearly gates
Maybe
thing has
Fox
me.
Will have a news article on that next. The tunneling that's happening in heaven.
Jesse Waters
they're
asked.
Going them. under the gates.
Hey, adios mio, what a climb.
What's he doing here? Jesus? He's named after me. I don't know what to do with him. It seems like kind of a tribute. But Jesse Waters was asking her, and he's like, what's heaven like?
Oh, I could barely explain it, Jesse. The colors, there were valleys, there were rivers, there were oceans.
So it's Earth?
Yeah.
You're an idiot, lady.
It's
get off the TV.
Every beautiful thing you think you've seen on National Geographic.
I saw my family was waiting behind the gates.
So they were locked up and...
Go home, get out of here, run.
You can't get out of here. Attica!
Yeah, you think you're so egotistical that your family's in heaven? Like the most amazing thing that's ever been invented, and they're standing at the gate waiting for you, you arrogant prick. You're going to have to find them. They're on water rafting adventures.
Exactly. Text me when you get here. I'm not sitting here waiting at the gates.
It would be like me saying, hey, Brett, come over, and you see me way too eager in the window.
Yeah. Brett's here.
He's like, girl, I don't want to go out with that guy. He's needy.
They're waiting, and there's a gauntlet of people, because when they open the gates and she comes in, they all spit on her and throw stuff on her.
Shame.
Yeah, to keep the earthly thing going, it'd be like the airport. You'd have arrivals and departures.
Exactly. Your family ain't standing at those gates waiting. No. I always laugh when they're like, my grandpa's looking down on me. Well, he's got better things to do than watch you.
We're busy today. I'll see you at curb 2 at 3 o'clock.
Why do you think you're so interesting to grandpa now? He didn't just stare in your windows while he was alive. Now he wants to watch every movie. He's going to see you stuff your thumb in your ass wearing that Kaiser helmet jerking off. He's not going to be happy with you. Grandpa's going to watch you waffle stomp some turds in a shower. You don't want grandpa watching. You don't want...
his unbelievable.
They're all looking down on
everybody. Everybody looking down on you. They're looking down on you. Like, ugh, our nephew Justin is a pig. Look, he's beaten off again. Jesus, I'm going to quit looking down on him. I hope Alvar and Isabel and Bill and Shirley have something good going on if heaven's real, rather than to watch me beat off and sleep. Look at him. He's got a reservoir. He didn't even dry his belly button. Disgusting. If he rolls over, oh, there he goes. He's rolling over on his side. It's going to leak out. It did. He's watching a stepmom video again. Hey, Shirley, come over here and take a look at this grandson we get to look at. Pointing up. I know he's looking down on me. No, he's not. He's on the greatest roller coaster there's ever been. Idiot. Thinks you're in, suddenly your arrogance believes that you're entertaining your grandparents starting today. My family looks down on me every day. I just know it. No, they don't. No, they don't. They've got an e-ticket ride through heaven, and you think they're watching your dumbass? We'll take a look at you later. Exactly. Text me when you get here. Even Lincoln would say that. Text me when you get here. I just learned text. I'm Lincoln. I'm having the time of my life up here. They've got the greatest stovepipe hat store you've ever seen. Like everything he's ever wanted. Stupid. But yeah, she's on TV yesterday going, heaven has a gate, and then God has the colors and the streams. So there's fishing, so fish die in heaven.
Well, in the oceans.
So what's in there?
We're exploring them.
Yeah. All right. So there's like ocean heaven then, and so the fish die, and that they've got so. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Get off TV.
Looking forward to it.
I just couldn't believe they took her seriously.
I've seen both.
And then hell just smelled funny.
And the screaming. Oh, the screaming.
Like, all right. Knock it off. Somebody put this lady in a home. She's not done with her stroke yet.
You'll see.
Like your mom recently, unfortunately, passed. You would think about all the things she's seen by now if she had full access to your life. Gross.
Oh, man. I thought about that like the first wackadoodle after. I'm like, Mom, don't look. Don't look down.
Look away, Mom. See, I'd assume
turn away.
Like those moments where you think your thumb slipped through the toilet paper and you give it a whiff and realize it did. Those are the things I don't want to see Grandpa to see. He's like, ah, it's stupid. Ah, I went right through. I got to wash my
idiot
hands.
Better than that.
A turd in my thumb. I can't see. You don't want your grandparents seeing that. And then when you get to heaven,
let's
be like,
check in on him.
If I died tomorrow and that was real, I wander up there and Alvar would be looking at me shaking his head. First off, how many black friends do you need? I'm like, all right, it's a different time now, Grandpa. Anyway, secondly, Jesus, you beat off like there's no tomorrow. Quit looking, you perv. You're the weirdo. Then we'd be in a fight. The second I saw him, it wouldn't be about like, hi, it's good to see you. It would be like, God, you're like a carousel of whacking.
Let me spying on you when you're in the bathroom, when you're alive.
Yeah, I never got the opportunity to watch your polio ass whack off with your good arm. What gave you the right? Yeah, of course I'm up here in heaven. I'm going to stare down at your dumb ass. And know that how many times you have to pick at that thing. It's not infected. It's a mole. I'm not sure if it's a scab or a mole. I keep looking at it. And get better toilet paper. I'm tired of looking at you smelling your thumb every time. God damn it.
Spend the extra and get the Charmin for Christ's sake. Yeah.
Get the good stuff, you cheap son of a... God damn it. We've all been there. You don't want your grandparents looking down on that. They think... It's just this human arrogance to think we're so entertaining and valuable to other people that when they die, they can't keep their eyes off of us. Garbage. Garbage. But she was in heaven. She was on Jesse Waters yesterday. I'm like, Jesse Waters, I think you might be better than this. You make me want to watch CNN. That's how bad that show was. Pretty awful. And he introduced, we had a woman who went to heaven. She's making the rounds. She's convinced people that's a thing. Dumb people, but. Her family was there, just waiting on her. And here she's dead. Oh, where'd she go? She gets to go back? This is a bunch of bull.
When does she go on with Pat?
Oh, Pat Robertson.
We understand you met God. Tell me about it.
Well, he was there, and he told me he made a mistake, and he needed to send me. There was a scheduling error.
God makes scheduling errors.
There was a foul-up in admissions.
I don't understand. The Lord doesn't make errors. Why were you there? You got a sneak preview. What's hell like?
It's stinky.
Oh, that sounds bad, like homeless or people of color. That's right, Pat. It reminded me a lot of the ghetto. It's terrible. I would never want to go to the ghetto or South Chicago or hell. In that order.
Yeah, it's, she's going to go on Pat Robertson. So the 700 Club, look, they can't get enough of that. And describe the pearly gates. What are their gates for?
It's a wide open, infinite space. There's
why
gates?
Pearl? Yeah, well, there's gates, which means there's an ending. You can't go outside of
entrance?
Those.
Entrance? Yeah, is there an exit?
It has to be. And then where are you?
Only one way in.
I'm going to take off for a little bit.
Gates.
You're idiots. People are idiots. They open the gates after a test.
Well, didn't I already pass that test? You know everything. Now I got to go do a quiz.
Welcome.
It's a long road before you get to the gates. And
it's garbage.
There's fields, open fields, and people are working the fields.
I know. I guarantee you. The ones that weren't allowed in there until 77, according to the Mormons. Yeah, it's terribly stupid. But there she was on TV, and I'm like, aren't we smarter than this? And we're not. Shouldn't people like this be like, oh, I know you've been through a lot. You've got your experience. I'm not going to be mean to you, but you're not going on TV with, like, newfound info.
Give me some good intel.
I used to love that when they had a show called I Survived and yeah. Came Back. So, like, they did some near-death experiences, and the Hindu people all had near-death experiences that took them to their Hindu religion. So it was what they were taught. And whatever religion you were taught is the one you went to. And then the people who didn't have it, the one guy got hit by a truck on his bike and like, what happened to you? Floated above myself for like seconds, saw it, and then everything went black and I was nowhere. It's just nothingness. And like, really, that's it. And that's what he believed. So whenever you believe, your brain starts to just satiate you with like, here, you're comfortable, don't worry.
Well, so I heard that people say it was like the old school TVs that would fade to that.
Yeah, light. Yeah, yeah, get the dot. Yep. Well, that's the thing I've always said, at the near-death experience, it's just your brain comforting
your
you.
Energy going.
It's comforting you to say that you're okay, and your brain's going, you're dying, you're dying, you're dying. So it gives you a peaceful feeling of like this
shock.
Is what it
when
would
your
be
body
like.
Goes into shock,
right?
Because
if the Hindu
itself.
Guy goes up and meets Vishnu and an elephant right. And everything else, it's what you've been taught. Your body is taking. Otherwise, it would be a universal
it's like
experience.
A good trip and a bad trip.
Yeah. Well, no, it would be like if an Indian went. I was wrong the whole time. I went up and there was pearly gates and there was a Jesus. I did not believe in him, but there he was. If near death experience would be the same for everyone.
Wait a minute. How many times I got to go through this goddamn gate, making it sound like I'm going repeatedly?
Yeah, I was here a few years ago, and you right. Turned me away, right. Which I found to be horse. How can I go back to that mess when you showed me this? It's Shangri-La. What are you running, a timeshare here? I have to sign up? Yeah, this lady had Tammy Faye makeup and all that. I'm like, eh. Meanwhile, there's a grandpa.
I watched you fiddle your bean 131 times. Pervert.
And Alvar, if you are watching, I'm sorry, but... It's just thin toilet paper. There's nothing I can do about it. How often would your grandparents... Ah, Christ. Babu's sitting there watching Brady put down little pieces
She'd be of, proud.
Putting down little pieces of toilet paper on the couch arm to beat off to the fish.
She'd be proud of me.
She wouldn't.
Protecting the furniture.
She would not.
Put some plastic on your furniture.
She wouldn't shake hands with you in heaven, I'll tell you that.
How often do you have to smell that thumb? I got strong hands and toilet paper is weak. I must have watched you smell that thumb 150,000 times. I go through pretty hard. I take a lot of dumps. Thanks for watching.
Got her eye on me. I'll tell them right now. Bill, Shirley, Alvar, Izzy, find something else to do. There's nothing to see here. This is not an entertaining moment. You're not going to get anything out of it. If I throw a touchdown pass in the NFL, I'm not pointing up thinking you saw it. You might not be tuned in.
I know he was looking down on me.
No, he wasn't. Stop it. He's busy. He's in heaven. It's better than watching you. If that's heaven, count me out. If heaven is me standing up there going, I wonder what Brett's up to. That's a drag. That's just too many channels.
That's just bogus information.
Yeah. Like, oh, God. Look at Brett smelling his thumb. Well, now he's beaten off. He hasn't even wiped himself. Jesus Christ.
I shower after.
He's giving himself a blumpkin. Oh. He's making candy ribbons on his turds and laughing. What are you doing in there? Courtesy flush, Brett. How long are you going to sit in there? Oh, now he's looking at tube eight. He's not done for a while. I'm going to turn it, see what Toledo's doing. Oh, he's asleep. There's Brady jerking off to fish. What the hell's wrong with everybody? Heaven has to be better than this. I'm going to the fun park. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
Wake Up Song brought to you by our buddies at Action Ride Shop. It's cold, so why not get yourself a new jacket or a new hoodie? 25% off all Action Ride Shop branded hoodies and jackets. All you got to do is mention KUPD. Go to actionrideshop.com. Plus, Go visit the guys over at the store, Gilbert and Southern. Get those rental skis, boots, bindings, boards, whatever you need. They got it for you. Action Ride Shop.
Tell them Brett sent you.
That's right.
Pay twice as much.
On the list. A lot of them coming up for Hopkins here. People equals S from Slipknot.
Right, I helped you.
Thanks. Been caught stealing, Rape Me, Who Was in My Room Last Night from the Butthole Surfers, 5 Minutes Alone.
There it is. That's the one. 5 Minutes Alone for Hopkins, because that's what he wants. Time. Yeah. Right. Oh, he was that mad.
Just give me 5 minutes.
That's all he wants. 5 Minutes Alone with TV's Doug Hopkins. Strong man, too. Jacob Allen says, do I wipe wrong? How the hell do you manage to get your thumb through the toilet paper? Middle, pointer finger, sure, but thumb? Oh, I have it go. Thumb most of the way.
He wraps the paper around his thumb.
Jacob must go through
and
the...
And you do a twirl,
he
right?
must go through the middle. Yeah, I go in and I twist. And then I try to... I pull it out like a magician's handkerchief. I don't know how my thumb gets in there, but it does. Finger, sure. Whatever you're doing, Jacob. I've had fingers go through. Middle fingers blasted through. Got this really thick stuff, too, and it's... It seems to be it's like B.F. Goodrich. The tread's too thick, and the paper will stick, and my hand will go right through the slot. Like, God damn it! And then Izzy and Alvar up there going, oh, he's
jackpot.
Done it. He's done it again. Hate watching that grandson of ours in his 50s. You think about it, my grandpa died in 1984. All he's watched me do, whack. That's it. The only entertaining thing. Like, he's not proud of anything. He didn't watch.
I know that it's been around for a while, that term where people are saying, oh, they're looking down on you.
It's garbage.
It's not accurate.
It's just, it keeps us feeling like connected to them.
Yeah.
Your grandparents weren't coming over every day to keep an eye on you when you were alive. They didn't suddenly take interest when you're dead. Just because you feel good about yourself and you want dead people to notice. Like, you're just an arrogant prick. You know, all of heaven was tuned into me yesterday. That's why I point to the skies. I know everybody's got their eye on this fella right here. Meanwhile, I got to go take a dump. Hopefully the toilet paper's strong so nobody sees that. I wouldn't want that. You've accidentally. I sneezed. I was washing my ass in the thing the other day, and I noticed that the...
In the sink? Where?
No, in the shower where you wash your ass, buddy.
The sink.
And I don't know what's going on at his house, but I'm glad your grandparents see that.
It's just...
But I'm going, and I noticed that the tile was, the suds were a different color. Because, you know, it's a post-dump. You got to get a good scrub in. And I'm looking, I'm like, that's just repulsive. And then sometimes you think about, I got to stomp something down there.
You had a waffle stomp?
I had a waffle stomp.
Oh.
Because I'm like, oh, there's something going on here. There was a piece.
Took a dump in the shower?
No, I didn't take a dump. That was just extra that I... Because a lot of times after, if I'm at home and I do that and I'll go, because that's where you do it, and I'll just hop right in the shower and wash it off. There was some clingers. Man. I had to squish them in. And now I'm thinking, my grandparents saw that. Because they won't stop watching. What an ultimate disappointment I've become. Some people just waffle stomp. They just go in there. They're gross. That was an accident. What are you going to do? Tell Alvar and Izzy. Hopefully they've met Babu. Because that's, you know, Babu and... The great chick. Your grandparents with the crazy names. You know they've met my grandparents now because they're probably in the same room watching us, if that's true. And they've got to be disgusted by the entire process.
Pebble Chick might be up in heaven, busy on that Navy ship.
There's a Navy?
Shooting Japs.
Die, you Shinto scum. They got a Navy? Heaven's got a Navy?
Oh man,
I didn't know that. I know Heaven's Army.
They have
a nautical protection.
Well, you heard about the streams and oceans.
There's oceans. They got to protect the streams from marauders.
Protect those pearly gates.
From, you know, the person with the gall to attack, I suppose. Hitler might get, you know, uppity again. Anyway, 5 minutes alone for our friend Doug Hopkins, who had a place of his just... burglarized by some jerks.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.